We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled False Prophets. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew 24:11-12. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I have just read from the King James Version. After suffering greatly at the hands of a particular false prophet, Bimbo became generally cold toward ministers of the gospel and believers. She fell prey to that man because he claimed to be a genuine servant of God who preached holiness and righteousness. In reality, he was a charlatan who used manipulation and occult practices to turn people like her into his personal source of financial gain. Because of what she experienced, her love for the body of Christ gradually grew cold. She no longer trusted anyone. She became closed-hearted and tight-fisted toward the work of God. Though the false prophet was at fault for his wickedness, Bimbo was now in danger of allowing her heart to drift into a place that would hurt her walk with the Lord. It is no coincidence that after the Lord Jesus spoke about many false prophets rising, he immediately said that iniquity would abound. False prophets do not operate in isolation. They create atmospheres of lawlessness, greed, and spiritual abuse. When iniquity multiplies within what is supposed to be a place of light, the hearts of many believers are wounded and their love begins to grow cold. Every church assembly is meant to be the light of its territory, Revelation 1:20, Matthew 5:14. But when false prophets invade assemblies while claiming to represent God, what should shine with light can become overshadowed by darkness. And if the light of a territory becomes darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. One of the clearest ways to identify false prophets is by their fruits, especially in relation to money. Matthew 7:15-20. They serve mammon rather than God. Matthew 6:24. Financial gain becomes more important to them than the souls of men. They may perform signs, wonders, and impressive demonstrations, but these can be lying wonders. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. What they cannot do is impart the life of the Holy Spirit through their words. The words of Christ are spirit and life. John 6:63. And true ministers echo that life. False prophets cannot. What then is the solution? Believers must be discerning. We are commanded to beware of false prophets. Matthew 7:15. Do not follow anyone merely because of miracles or charisma. Follow those whose words align with Scripture and produce holiness, humility, and love. Test every spirit. 1 John 4:1. Remain rooted in the Word of God so that deception does not take you captive. At the same time, guard your heart against becoming cold. It is not a small matter before the Lord when the love of a believer grows cold. In his first letter to the churches, the Lord rebuked Ephesus not for doctrinal error, but for leaving their first love. Revelation 2, 4-5. You may discern falsehood correctly and still drift into lovelessness if you are not careful. Do not allow the sins of false prophets to extinguish your love for Christ and his body. Protect your heart. Stay in the Word. Stay in fellowship. Let discernment and love grow together. Go into today remembering that God holds both deception and coldness seriously. Refuse deception, but also refuse bitterness. Walk in truth and in love. Prayer. Pray that the Lord will restore your first love. Ask him to heal every wound caused by deception. Pray for discernment to recognize false prophets and grace to remain fervent in love for Christ and his body. May your candlestick burn brightly and not be removed. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 149 to 150. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.